you know, maps really haven't gone away. And in fact, mapping is kind of having a moment. You can credit the visual nature of the web or just the nagging persistence of human curiosity. Maps are just cool.
Maps are a universal language. You know, you don't have to understand a complicated software product or Excel to look at a map.
That's Sarah Cordovano of the Philly-based mapping firm Azavia. And she may be a little biased, but she says maps just make things stand out. Patterns you might not otherwise see. Azavia does mapping work for nonprofits and companies here locally and across the country. It also does this program called Summer of Maps, where young geographers do fellowships that deliver high-quality mapping work to nonprofits.
All right. Is any of that mapping work health-related?
Well, not really. There was a map on hunger in the Philly region and another on early childhood education. But Cordovano and others say that mapping health can be tricky because health data is sensitive and often guarded. Of course, that doesn't mean that no one has access to it. Over in Camden, we heard last week about a new initiative coming from a certified genius.
So we're picturing this to be a little like the weather report, which is, you know, the public should know how much they're spending on healthcare and both how much necessary and unnecessary care is being delivered in Camden.
That's Jeffrey Brenner, MacArthur Award winner, and his group, the Camden Coalition of Healthcare Providers, just got about $500,000 to map out real-time health data.
$500,000, that's a lot of money. What are they going to do with it?
Yeah, the grant money is going toward a partnership between Brenner and a firm called Blue Labs. That's the data team that did work on the successful Obama election campaign. They want to make health data engaging. Brenner says his group already has access to huge warehouses of real-time Camden health data.
What kind of information do they have?
A lot, actually. Here's Brenner with some examples.
Yesterday, how many people in the city of Camden went to the emergency room? How many people who went to the hospital last month were uninsured? How many people had their foot amputated in Camden because of uncontrolled diabetes last week?
The idea of this new weather map is that presenting this information visually may help organizations rethink how they can deliver health services more effectively.